brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Greeks have shut down all the major airports in Greece. People are rioting all over Europe as the bankers don't just steal all their money out of the bank accounts, but also privatize and seize the infrastructure. State Representative Charles Keyes coming up. Oklahoma's on the verge of passing their resolution. And we're talking to Sully Castillo right now. Sully, give out your website for folks that want to see the history of government drug trafficking, all the heroic work you've done. And for anybody that the great folks that have supported you two or three times in the past here on the show, we try to stick by our friends and, you know, by patriots and folks out there that the globalists are coming against. Also, so folks can, find a good constitutional lawyer. There's a lot of well-known people in our community that should take your case for free because it's just a few motions you need filed. So give us the website.
Yeah, it's Powder Burns at prodigy.net. That's my email address, powderburns@prodigy.net. You can email me or go to my website, powderburns.org, or you can actually call me at 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770, and I certainly do appreciate any donations you can do.
Absolutely, but bigger than anything, we need folks to get a good Second Amendment lawyer and to file a civil rights case on this, because the first thing they tried to set you up on, they had to drop, but then they came back again with double jeopardy, right, Sully?
Well, absolutely right, Alex. What they did was they knew, in fact, that they didn't have a case on me. So what they did, once again, they manufactured the evidence on the criminal complaint, and then they went and arrested me. And they held me for 8 months on those charges. After that, they came back and said, you know what, Mr. Castillo, you were absolutely right. You were not a prohibited person, and we're dismissing the whole case. But you need to plea out to aiding and abetting and a conspiracy of selling guns without a license, which half of the gun show does. They don't have a license, and they've been selling guns just like everybody else does under the Second Amendment. But they chose to go after me. I did not have the funds to fight the government, and I pled out to it, and, certainly hoping that I was going to get probation, but instead I got 37 months in it. And I'm supposed to be reporting to La Tuna in El Paso on a low security facility, not a minimum and not a clubhouse or whatever you want to call them. But I will be bunking with about 40 guys. And, you know, my face has been on every a newspaper, TV magazines. I just did the drug war documentary. So everybody knows who I used to do for a living. And here I am being sent by the Bureau of Prisons to La Tuna.
Well, you're going to find we have listeners in prison everywhere. I think you're going to end up being okay unless they send in a hitman against you. But I tell you, you're racking up a lot of treasure in heaven, Sully. So give out that email address.
Yes, it's powderburns@prodigy.net. And if you go to my email address, you will find my mail-in address and so forth. And feel free to contact me anytime. I have that thing on 24 hours.
All right. In closing, we'll have you back up with an update in the next few weeks, maybe have you here into town in studio. The M16 issue with the grenade launchers, they say that hand grenades are being bought at gun shows, total lie. You were going to make a point about that being a fraud.
Yes, that's a fraud. Any AR-15 you buy at a gun shop, anywhere, whether it's a Rock River, a DPMS, or whatever, those weapons, those barrels are not fit to fire full automatic. You'll shoot maybe 50 rounds through it at full auto when you deck up the trigger mechanism, and then the gun is completely destroyed. So the barrel is not manufactured to take a full automatic weapon.
On record, the U.S. military has given the drug lords the weapons.
Exactly, absolutely.
Shelley, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, Alex, and I certainly hope I come back. Okay.
All right, God bless you. Let me say bye to you off air.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've just got in for about 20 minutes or so. Then we're going to open the phones at the bottom of the hour. He is State Representative Charles Key. And he has gotten it passed out of their house. A resolution, very strong resolution, declaring state independence against gun confiscation, martial law. We had State Senator Brogdon on yesterday, who has a mirror of it in the Senate. They have a very good chance of passing it in the Senate. Now a majority of states have introduced or are passing this type of legislation. Have a headline up on InfoWars.com covering that right now. So Representative Charles Key, thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for joining us with an update.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you again. Thank you.
You bet. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're just I'm just getting flooded by emails and people all over the country and in our state, and even a few legislators. The list is growing. I think it's about 30 or so now, and it looks like it's just going to keep growing, of states that have filed a 10th Amendment resolution or something like it. And I'm real encouraged. I think things are moving in a good direction right now in our country at the state level.
Well, that said, I'm sure you know that the Attorney General's announced they are going to introduce soon an expanded assault weapons ban, and they've got gun registration, gun bans in there, psychological federal testing. I mean, they're moving quick, so it's a good thing the states are moving to block it.
Yes, and, you know, I'm getting tired of this. I think what the people need to do, and I think state legislators need to do, we need to face up to the fact that we have people in office at the federal and state level that are violating the supreme law of the land, and other laws for that matter, and we need to call them what they are. They're lawbreakers. They are the ones that are breaking the law. No one wants to really say that. I don't find any great pleasure in saying that, in you know, addressing this problem in this way. But I think it's time that we do that, because we can't continue to give ground away to those that will violate the supreme law of the land and put up laws that are in violation of it and really are no laws at all. You can't have a supreme law of the land that says and lays out what every level of government and individuals within the government can and cannot do, and then allow those individuals to then violate that and just make it up as they go along, which
well,
is
we know
essentially what they're doing.
We know in the Jesse Trinidad murder case, we have, via the lawsuits, this has made national news, his internal memos, that the Attorney General, his Deputy Attorney General under Clinton, covering up and saying, this is a national security matter of this OKC thing. We've got to pull out all the stops. This is like a D-Day operation. This is national security, highest level. We got to cover this up. This is a really nasty character.
Well, you know, we can fix these problems in this country. There's so many examples. And Oklahoma City bombing case is a very good one. And thank God for Jesse Trinidad and people like him that won't let go, and they keep fighting this thing and dig more and more evidence out. But there's more than enough evidence for the people to see that their government is out of control. You know, the difficulty is knowing that there's a lot of good people in government. There are, and probably a lot more than there are good. There's no question about that. But you keep putting these pieces in place of laws and regulations and the bad players in the government, and you allow an opportunity for people to take advantage of it. You know, I heard a guy on a radio show that was a call-in just a few days ago, and he was talking about his father-in-law, who was born in 1900, died in 1999. He was 99 years old. German, lived in Germany all of his life, lived through both world wars. And this son-in-law was asking him, as the son-in-law was doing a doctorate and putting a paper together, he interviewed him for that paper that he was preparing, and he asked him what it was like between the two world wars, World War One and World War Two. And among some of the things he said that the father, who was an attorney, by the way, he said, you know, people knew it was coming, but what happened is once they got all these little, they took all these little incremental steps and got these laws in place, it made it very, very difficult, almost impossible to stop it, because people allowed it to happen step by step. And it's easy for us to think in a defeatist way, and sometimes we as Christians will even think, well, it says in the Bible that in the end times, this, that, or the other, you know, whatever scenario, whatever interpretation. And then think in terms of, well, it's going to happen. There's nothing we can do to stop it, or it's too hard to stop. That's just defeatist thinking. We must overcome that kind of thinking and stand up to these things that are going on in our society, because, you know, we can stop this from happening. We can do it peacefully without any kind of violent action needing or having to be taken later on down the road.
And I agree. The United States really is the only place ever that had, you know, the closest you can get to true freedom and liberty, and it never been done before, and we did it here, and look how it's just more dirt. This country doesn't have that much resources compared to Mexico or other places that, you know, are enslaved. It was because of that spirit of liberty and that trailblazing idea and that idea that of entrepreneurial spirit and so many other things, that adventurer spirit, that this country became so wealthy, so all the evil moved here to take over that engine, and now they've done that, and they're trying to secure the robbery, the hijacking they've committed, and they're so openly criminal. I mean, it's turning out that most of Obama's administration just doesn't even pay taxes, and that is his chief of staff and the head of the Treasury, and they just don't care, and they're openly setting up youth brigades and spy forces and FEMA camps. I mean, but thank God the states are moving to block it, and if the people get excited about this and take action, there's nothing that can really stop us.
Well, and here's what I think is another point of information that should be encouraging to people, and if they will take advantage of it, it can pay a lot of dividends. The fact that there's a lot of good state legislators out there, some of them are more knowledgeable than what we think or know, and some of them are not, but they're pretty good people. And if people will go and educate them, we'll communicate with them, or just give them the support. In a lot of cases, give them the support, let them know you're there and that you want them to take these actions like oppose Real ID Act and other things like that, support constitutional legislation and a return to the Constitution. They will stand up and do that if people will just back them up.
exactly what happened is good people stood down and said, oh, America's fine. We won World War II. We're the good guys. And then the evil just took over. If we just stop sucking our thumbs and stop saying it's too big a problem and having this defeatist attitude, we can take things back. But if we don't, folks, some of the worst criminals in history are now in control of our society. Foreign banks are openly looting us. Now, we've got you here today. You got the resolution passed in the House. Tell us how that fight went. And then now it's going to the Senate, and the state senator, your colleague, told me yesterday on air that it looks like it's got a good chance of passing. So tell us how that process of passing state sovereignty declaration, what's in it, and then now where it's going, how we carry the, you know, we've got the ball down to the 1 yard line, and you know, we got one down here. How do we get across it?
Well, here in Oklahoma, it's in good hands over the Senate with Senator Brogdon. He's going to punch it on over the goal line over there, and then it's done. And I think that's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. And we'll probably be the first state to pass it out of both bodies. So it's moving down the road real well. The Republicans captured the Senate, and so that puts us in a much better position to be able to pass legislation like this. People are becoming more aware and informed, and I'm talking again about legislators. The people here in Oklahoma, there's some organizations that have come together and just individuals that have come out to lobby and inform their legislators about their interest in the 10th Amendment resolution and other legislation that they're either for or against because it's protecting their rights or it's opposing laws that are bad for their constitutional rights. And those groups have become pretty powerful here in Oklahoma. I know other states can do the same thing. If
That's
people
right.
just organize, and we'd be willing to help them right here in Oklahoma. These groups, myself, there's a lot of folks that are doing a great job in Oklahoma. And if you don't have something going in your state, you can easily get something going and get a lot of people that think alike to come together and start lobbying your legislature. It'll pay off.
Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. And that's what's so scary about this is that people don't realize the power they have. And when I interview representatives from all over the country, I mean all over the nation, the East, the South, the West, the Central states, I mean, these are Democrats and Republicans, and they know about the FEMA camps, and they know the bill numbers. They know about the PDD 51. They know about the gun confiscation. They know about the New World Order. They know the foreign banks are taking over. They know, and they tell me that the word is spreading fast. And, folks, that's the cadres of leadership that now fully know we have a criminal federal government. And if we just put it wind into their sails, on the good ship of liberty, we are unstoppable. I'm telling you, the education level's high enough now that if they pull a false flag or whatever to try to attack the states or, you know, pose as our saviors to bring in martial law, I don't think it's going to work. But the foreign banks are going for broke. They've engaged in so many crimes now, they've got to bring in a total police state to secure their ill-gotten gain. Can you speak to that, sir?
Well, I think, if people will work at the state level with their state legislators, their House members and Senate members, that's going to pay big dividends. I just came out of a meeting with our assistant floor leaders, which I'm one of here in the House, and we have a weekly meeting. We review legislation and things that are going on and talk about various topics. And we had some good discussions about some of these kinds of issues, including the Real ID Act and biometric and, privacy issues and things like that. And again, legislators are just like people that you work with every day and deal with every day. They just need the information. They just need good, solid information, and they need some alternatives. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being against stuff, but, you know, you hear people come out and say, well, you guys are just against things all the time. Well, okay, if that's a problem for some people, let's give them some alternatives. In addition to being against, like, the Real ID, let's tell them what the alternative is that would be better. And there are some good alternatives out there that are
reasonable. Well, how about we're for the right to keep and bear arms and protect ourselves? We're for sovereignty. We're for saving the republic. We're for not letting offshore banks hijack us.
Right.
Charles Key, stay with me one more segment. I want to come back and give out your website and, again, call the listeners to put pressure on any key personnel, any key representatives, servants in the Oklahoma Senate, because I'm told this vote is coming up quick. And this will send shockwaves across the land. Stay with us. We're making history thanks to great leaders like Charles Key.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com. Or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Precious Second Amendment, purchased with the blood of our founders, is under total assault. Open socialism is being called for. Private banks are not nationalizing, they're hijacking through government the system. Your call's coming up in the next segment at 800-259-9231. Representative Charles Key, who masterminded taking action. Many other states are doing it. It's upwards of 30 now. Many of them are passing or preparing to pass it. It's passed the House. It's now going into the Oklahoma Senate. Again, this will be another precedent. This will legitimize it more as we move forward. These are not weak resolutions. These are strong declarations of putting the criminals on notice. How do we help you get this passed, sir?
Right now, the focus needs to be on the Oklahoma State Senate. If people will call or email state senators in Oklahoma, because they're going to be taking this up in their committee maybe this coming week, and then on the floor right away as soon as they pass it out of committee. Once it passes the Senate, it does not go to the governor. It's done. It's passed. It's law. So we need to put the pressure on the Senate, let them know that the people really want this. They want them to pass it, and they want them to pass it soon.
Give folks the bill number in the Senate.
It is the same bill. It's H.J.R. 1003, and Randy Brogdon does have another bill that is over there. It's S.J.R. 10. So mine that's already passed and is on a kind of on the fast track is H.J.R. 1003. His bill is S.J.R. 10.
And he said they may try tricks because they think that you guys have the votes in the Senate, tricks, parliamentary tricks, to shoot it down. What are those tricks?
Well, I didn't get to hear the interview, but, you know, they can try to, you know, there's different little procedures you can pull. Kind of caught me off guard on that one.
They can attach it to other bills that aren't popular.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they do that, but I'll believe anything anymore, but I just don't expect that's going to happen, and especially if people will continue to call and email. We've gotten so many, and I appreciate it so much, but we can't slow down now. We've got to pick it up, take it up to another level. I don't think they'll do it. I think people are starting to get the opinion. I'm getting comments from legislators in Oklahoma just left and right. They're being, you know, people.
Put your foot down on the pedal, so never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out because we got a run to make.
Yeah. Yeah, things are going well. Let's just keep it up. Take it up to another level.
Absolutely. Son, put your foot down on the pedal. Never mind them brakes because the globalists are coming. But I think this preemptive letting the feds know, and I agree with you, we've got to point out, I mean, have you read how many of his administration don't even pay taxes and just thumb their nose? I mean,
yeah,
these people are out of control.
And that's where we're going. When you ignore the Constitution, when you ignore the supreme law of the land, in other words, when you don't have a set of rules and laws that are above everything else, it's called the rule of law. When you don't have laws that everyone has to follow and they're the same for everyone, they're not a different set for the leaders or the elitist or the politicians and another set for the people, then things work well that way. But when you don't have that, when you have that violated, then what you devolve to is you devolve to leaders that do whatever they want to do, and then they have these laws that they apply to us whenever they want to apply them. And that's where we're going. Is we're practically there. And if the people don't stand up and put their foot down and stop this, it's going to be like chaos.
And the enemy is testing the water. They were about to pass a flatulence tax on all farm animals, and then there was so much pressure they backed off. They were setting up their NAFTA superhighways. They've backed off for now. But then people say, well, they're back again. Yeah, it's an eternal fight. The cost of liberty is eternal vigilance. Give us your website. Give us contact info for folks that want to support you, sir.
My website is charleskey.com. My email is charles.key@okhouse.gov.
And what about folks that aren't on the computer? Phone number?
Phone number would be 405-557-7354.
Well, you're volunteering for a lot to help listeners try to package something for the, 20 states that haven't introduced this stuff now. This is very exciting, and just God bless you and others that are doing this, Charles Key.
Well, I appreciate it, Alex. You know, I actually think the number is up to 29 right now. It might be 30.
It's 30, yeah.
Yeah. And I know some other states. Florida is very close to having a bill. West Virginia is very close. And I'm sure somebody else is out there getting ready to file some things that we don't know about.
All right. I hope to talk to you next week. I mean, how soon can this be passed?
I think Brogdon can get the two bills passed over the Senate next week, but I don't know what their schedule is. It's possible it can be done next week.
Well, let's hope the feds don't do what they did in '95. Charles Key, we'll talk to you soon. We salute you. Godspeed.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll come right back with your phone calls and how the Obama administration doesn't pay taxes. Taxes? We don't need no stinking taxes. That's for you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment, and we've got guests joining us coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we go to your phone calls quickly, Wilson, Mark, Matt, Lindsay, Greg, and others, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, SurvivalistSeeds.com. One word, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Now you can grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the New World Order. Our sponsor, Survivalist Seeds, has now drastically reduced their price for heirloom seeds at SurvivalistSeeds.com. They now sell 6,000 rare heirloom seeds from 20 varieties for just $108.95. That is an incredible deal. There's a real heirloom seed shortage right now, so people interested in growing their own healthy food need to get their heirloom seeds now and start their gardens this spring. Freedom starts with action. SurvivalistSeeds.com is how you survive this world economic collapse. We've got to be self-sufficient and at least start moving in that direction. The place to start, SurvivalistSeeds.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Wilson in New York. You're on the air, Wilson. I hear you breathing, Wilson. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Morning, Brother Alex. How you doing?
Doing all right, Mark.
Alex, last night George Norrie had on a guest that he's had on before, a man named Roger Tulsis. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he's a professional security analyst and researcher. And he says that an individual's DNA can now be used to tailor-make an electromagnetic signal which is transmitted to the individual that they want to transmit it to. They can direct this to an individual. And that this signal then interacts with the person's genetic structure.
Yeah, they have DNA is electrochemical, and I know DARPA and the Pentagon have worked on systems. I didn't know they could tailor it down to DNA, but they do have systems that they can beam you with it off and on from one of their surveillance blimps, and then you get cancer.
Yes, and that's very similar to what you're speaking of, but now they've got it to where they can, as long as they have a DNA sample, and I, you know, when I think of what he said last night, I think of, you know, you've very well publicized the fact that they've been taking blood samples from babies at birth basically since 1973, I think you said.
Yeah, the Austin American Statesman said for 44 years, we have the government documents. It's since 36 years ago all over the Western world, and it's held in United Nations and Cold Spring Harbor eugenics laboratories publicly.
Yes. So,
it is being held by those that openly say 80% of us at least need to be killed.
Yes, at least. More like.
And they illegally did it. I mean, it's admitted it's illegal, but it's criminal. They're criminals.
Yes, they step right out in the open. They of course, it's their same old saw these days where they're looking at it from is they have the brute force. They can do anything they want to do. They have the means with which to enslave mankind. They feel in their minds, I believe, as we speak here. They can let it. They can let the hammer down any time. That's their attitude, and they have an agenda to fulfill. And it gets into deeper things as to why they don't move faster, but I believe at the top there's God, and he controls them. But, Alex, when it comes to this, as well as chemtrails, and when it comes to these so-called cell phone towers that they have constructed, which also have this capability.
Okay, DARPA has openly said, this was in the Baltimore Sun 8 years ago, and then I saw it again a few months ago, that DARPA is testing towers, but they said just to calm the public during emergencies, they've got frequencies. I mean, this is mainstream news. We're in 2009, boys and girls, and I mean, that sounds like freedom, having mind control towers. I appreciate your call. I mean, that's reasonable. These are nice people. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
Matt,
Alex.
In Missouri. You bet. Matt in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I know you had Representative Guest on. From here in Missouri.
Yes.
And here he's passing a lot of anti-New World Order legislation here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
He's got HB 361, which is the Anti-Real ID Act, and that's...
Which is not to be used against the illegals. It's for citizens. Illegals are exempt.
And he just got that passed out of committee.
Just like they have federal ID requirements to get a federal job or contract, but the illegals are exempt. That is in the stimulus bill.
Right. And he just got that passed out of committee. So if we could have help getting a hold of all the representatives.
Yeah, everybody should look at the list of states that are up on Infowars.com, and they should call all those states and make sure it gets passed.
And, of course, he's got, you know, HCR 13, which is the 10th Amendment, one that you've had him on about, and he's got several others that are. So, and if I could also make a point, you know, you had the caller earlier with some of the stuff on with the biblical stuff. Like Representative Key said earlier, you know, we've got to fight this. There's not going to be any pre-tribulation rapture. It's very clear about that. It's nowhere in there it says anything about a pre-tribulation.
Look,
you know,
look, the globalists over 100 years ago financed all this, and they financed these movies and these books. And literally, you go to church, it's a bunch of thumbsuckers worshiping the government, saying, praise God, things are getting bad, we'll soon be out of here. It's cult members. They're not Christians. I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And I'm sick of them. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in. We just talked to Matt. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho. Lindsay, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Lindsay.
How are you today?
Good.
Just a pleasant surprise. I have on my homepage on my computer is the MSN, you know, homepage. And they have, of course, the news, the sports, and the money section, which I always watch. Number one article right now is Fear Factor, Gun Sales on the Rise.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, that's, you know, looks like an interesting article. Let's see what it is. And I click over to it. And this guy's talking about that in this time of the stock market and all, that Smith and Wesson, Ruger and Cabela's are all are making, you know, tremendous profits because of gun sales and so forth. I mean,
is that MSNBC?
Yeah.
MSNBC.com?
Yeah. www.msn.com is the homepage. And you'll see it under money. So I went and I started to read the article. There's about a half a dozen other articles here about jobs and surfing your way through it. And they have here about the number of comments and views. On this particular article, there are 145,000 views. No other article's got more than maybe 2,000 or 3,000, some less than 1,000.
No, everything is Second Amendment now. Folks are really waking up with these dirtbags going after our guns.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. And so I was curious. I said, well, let's go to the comments. I want to see what some of the American people are writing in to MSN on this article.
And it's all, it's New World Order. You'll never get our guns. States' rights. And I go to ABC News. I go everywhere. When the Wall Street Journal says we need world government, every comment of thousands is you're going to be defeated, globalists. But
well,
let me guess, what did it say?
This was pleasant. Just several of these comments. All I'm going to say is this, out of the hundreds and hundreds, there's like 60 pages now of comments. The majority of the people that are writing in comments, I can tell by what they're saying that they're not gun nuts and, you know, and all this, but they are educated people and they read other things and listen to other things besides mainstream media. Some have mentioned things like, go ahead, take the Kool-Aid. Well, you don't hear that on mainstream too often.
What is this under on MSN.com? I'm on it right now. What section?
The homepage, MSN.com, and you go down, it's just to the bottom right.
What's the subsection? Fear factor, I found it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see it now? It says fear factor gun sales. You click on that.
No, I'm on it.
And it goes to the article. And, of course, the guy, he's talking about money in the stocks, and this was, you know, the drive of the article. But it was, like I said here, where it says discuss, 580 comments and 145,000 views. People are waking up. And that's
Let me stop you. But they're going to stage terror attacks soon to try to get people to go back into fear. So we need to expose who's going to be behind the terror. So when they carry it out, that only wakes people up. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, again, I'll let you go. I know you're a busy man. You got other people with smarter things than I to say.
Oh, no. Great point. Appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take one more. Then we're going to get our guest online. Go ahead and talk to Greg in California. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for being there, Alex.
Thank you.
I do have one question, though. You say always to question things, and secondly, most important, follow the money trail. I'm wondering what happened to the CAFR proposal by Walter Buren. Why, if Congress is so supportive of instituting all these resolutions, they don't bring these two-thirds of the money they have available into supporting things that are going to support the Constitution and bring back the resolutions that they say they're supporting?
Well, we need to get my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, exposed out to people. These state legislatures, not the Congress federally, are being educated by us right now. And so you need to educate them about the double set of books. Some of them know, a lot of them don't. The committee chairman, a lot of people do. And we need to expose the scam and call for criminal investigations of the banking and state and federal and county financing systems. And that's what we call for here.
Okay, so how can we best support that, education?
I think you need to write your own article with basic facts or send them links to my film free on Google or YouTube and go to the legislature, bring them a copy. And, you know, it's all part of this awakening process. Just like Charles Keith said, we need to point out just simply these are criminals in the federal government. These are lawless thugs who are breaking the law. And point out they are the criminals. They are illegitimate. I mean, they're ridiculously criminal right out in the open.
Well,
everything they're doing.
That's my point. You know, that Key and other people that are supporting these resolutions are knowledgeable about the CAFR funds available, or are they?
Look, I'm not sir. I'm not omnipresent. And I appreciate your call. They're doing the best they can. They're anti-private Federal Reserve. That means they're anti-comprehensive annual financial report. And I would imagine a lot of them are aware of it. and we're trying as hard as we can. So you need to call them. You need to ask them. You need to do it. Okay? We're trying as hard as we can to do the best job we can here. I assure you of that. I just told you, you know, you move the ball. You have the power. You're the people, not me. I said, I made a film. I made it for free. I did everything I could. I have guests on about it all the time. And I kind of get the idea of, you know, there's like, ooh, something stinky in Denmark. You make it. You go. You know, you do it. You know, let's abolish the Federal Reserve. Let's support Ron Paul's bill to do that. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Okay. I'm excited for the next hour and 15 minutes to have David Bay and Chris Pinto of Cutting Edge Ministries. And I have carried, now three of their films. The latest documentary is right here, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets on the Dollar Bill. It's available right now at Infowars.com on the online video bookstore. And I've seen all three of the films. These are with actors, well-directed. Can't believe how good they are for the budget they've got. I mean, this is real filmmaking, and it's like better than Discovery Channel or History Channel when you see those history shows. Very well done. Eye of the Phoenix is the third volume in the Secret Mystery series, unfolding the hidden layers of America's beginnings. Part 3 exposes more on the founding of America with a focus on the history of the dollar bill. We'll be taking your calls on this next hour, but let's punch this up on screen so the people watching PrisonPlanet.tv live, simulcast the radio show, can see that. We'll put a link up to the shopping cart for folks. You can also call toll-free to get it at 888-253-3139. But we'll talk more about that. Let's start breaking this down right now and kind of briefly recap the first two films and now this third film. David Bay and Chris Pinto, thank you for coming on, man.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Alex.
You bet. Good to have you here. Who should I start with first?
I don't know. Choose your poison there, Alex.
Are you guys on the same phone line together?
No.
No, okay. Separate phone lines.
Okay, well, let's just start with... Now, you guys have directed these together. Some are directed just by Pinto. Mm-hmm. Others are directed together. Tell me about the new film, just a boil down of Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, Eye of the Phoenix is... the research for this really began when we started doing the research for part one, and we were interviewing kind of our chief expert, a guy named Buff Perry. And Buff Perry has very close associations with the Rorick Museum and this guy, Nicholas Rorick, at least the memory of Rorick and the history of him and his family and his affiliation with the FDR administration and all of the links between Rorick, FDR, Henry Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture and who became the Vice President, and then, of course, all of their links to Manly P. Hall, who's, you know, considered the Masonry's greatest philosopher and so on. But all of these guys were interacting with each other in the 1920s and 30s, in the years prior to FDR making the decision to put the Great Seal on the back of the dollar bill and then to overhaul the whole design of the dollar and to come in with all the intricacies that are now there.
And with these guys, this is a public ritual, putting this on the dollar bill. It had been the secret seal for a long time. They believe this meant that a great part of their new order or new world order had been built?
Well, that's the way that it comes across. If you read the official history from the State Department, and we document it in the film, the account that the State Department gives on the history of the Great Seal and it going to the back of the dollar bill talks about how Henry Wallace saw it, and Wallace apparently, at least in the account, acts as though he'd never seen it before, and he thought it was very powerful, and of course he was a 32nd degree Mason, and so he brought it to FDR, who was also a 32nd degree Mason at the time, and FDR reacted to it as though he had never seen it. And they both believed that the new order of the ages, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, and FDR's idea for the New Deal were one and the same thing.
And now they're saying we're on the verge of a global New Deal, which is a global bank ruling the United States and every other country in the world. This is being trumpeted everywhere. So it's key to study this to understand now they believe they're finally bringing in the final world government.
Yeah, and they're repeatedly associating Barack Obama with FDR, and they're calling him the next FDR.
And he said three times in his acceptance speech, in his swearing-in speech, the new age is here.
Yeah, yeah. He's continually making reference to the new age. It's almost like they're totally letting their hair down at this point and just coming out with it, that, yes, this is what they've planned to do all along, and they're becoming more and more open about it.
Now, of course, this new age means most of us are going to be killed, but right now everybody's giggling and happily running down to the guillotines, not having an idea that... But let's go through the film when we come back. This is very exciting. The film is excellent. Just amazing. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. Get it at InfoWars.com. Show it to your pastor. Show it to your neighbors. Give it to low-level Masons or high-level Masons and ask them, what do you think of this? Because most Masons aren't bad people. They're just deceived. It's just like any gang system or any intelligence operation. It's highly compartmentalized. All right, we'll come back with Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, right after this break.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
They are our guest. Their third film, which is so well done. Secret Messages of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. you know, I shouldn't even really ask a lot of questions. I've researched this, but you guys have gone to another level of that, different perspective. Just break down the basics, and then let's go through what this eye is, what the New World Order is, you know, why they put it on the dollar bill, and then how this ties into Obama today, and go through some of the film itself. It's just amazing. You guys, go ahead. You've got the floor.
Go ahead, David.
Well, we show that the same, you know, that the same message that we told in Riddles and Stone is shown in the medium of the dollar bill, and that is that the Masonic, you know, fraternity, you know, back in 1776 in that area, or in that era, decided to establish America as the New Atlantis, as a nation that would gradually lead the rest of the world into the, you know, into the New World Order, and then stage their Masonic Messiah. That's the message on the of the street layouts and the paintings and the sculptures of Washington D.C. as we told in Riddles and Stone, and that's the message on the dollar bill. You know, all the symbolisms of the $1 bill. It's the same message. It's the same story. And regarding the currency itself, and at the end of this video, we show that the eagle on the back of the dollar bill was really the Egyptian phoenix bird, and of course that bird at the appointed time, you know, dies, and it's expected to die, and its body bursts into flame, and out of the ashes come a new phoenix bird. And we show that, you know, our belief that the dollar bill was designed to be as the phoenix bird, and at the end of the period, go into destruction and dissolve, and out of that destruction will come the global currency and the global New World Order.
And Albert Pike wrote this in the 1760s and 70s, founder of the Klan, Confederate general, Grand Commander. Manly P. Hall wrote this, and I talked to Masons, and they don't even know about this. I mean, they're not being secretive. They just deny it and can't believe it because they're porch Masons. And now we're here, the destruction. Your take on this, Chris Pinto.
Well, I think the important part about the symbolism of the phoenix, especially as it pertains to FDR's administration, is that Manly Hall was the guy who was writing all of this stuff in his books. He was the one who was describing the American eagle as an Egyptian phoenix bird, that it was a cleverly disguised phoenix, and all of the symbolism that goes with it. Now, FDR, right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, apparently, sent emissaries to Manly Hall's library to microfish all of his materials. And the chief things that Hall was writing about during that era had to do with the secret destiny of America and how secret societies had planned America as the New Atlantis, and that it was going to develop into this one-world democratic system, supposedly. And this was all what, you know, FDR seems to have been influenced by, because he's talking about the destiny of America in his writings.
Well, we've got a break. Back in 1 minute, we see the same thing from, of course, Woodrow Wilson writing the book, The New World Order, and then before he died saying, I was conned, it's all a scam, it's evil, you know, because they suck in people about how loving and good it is, but at the end they find out it's a very dark god.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.